Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
You've reached Chilton Licensing. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Jacqueline Norris from the Clark Advertising Agency. We're making a commercial, and we're interested in using a song from your archives called Sweet Summer. We need to get authorization from the copyright holder. Can you help with that?
Of course, as long as it's in our system. Could you tell me the name of the person who sang the song? That will help me look it up.
Number 32. What kind of business does the woman work for? Number 33. What is the purpose of the woman's call? Number 34. What does the man ask for? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation. Hi, Anya. The quarterly meeting for investors is on Wednesday. I don't know if you've heard, but now there's going to be a tour at the beginning.
I see. Well, we're expecting a lot of people. How about assigning them to two different groups?
Yes, let's do that. That way, it'll be easier for people to get their questions answered.
All right. If you think it would be helpful, why don't we print copies of the building map? We could give them out as people arrive.
Sounds perfect. Number 35. What news does the man tell the woman? Number 36. What do the speakers decide to do? Number 37. What does the woman recommend doing? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
The new interns are starting on Monday. We need to make sure everything is ready for their welcome reception. We should serve some refreshments and do something to make the room look festive.
Well, there are some streamers left over from previous events. I'll put those decorations up on Friday after lunch, so they'll be ready for Monday morning.
Thanks. That would be great. In that case, I can take care of calling the caterer to request the food. We just need an estimated headcount.
Number 38. What kind of event are the speakers discussing? Number 39. What will the woman do on Friday afternoon? Number 40. What does the man offer to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Stephen. It's great to see you again at this year's trade exposition. How's business?
We're doing great, and I'm excited to see what new products I might want to add to my electronics store's inventory. I also love the event venue they chose this year. The rooms are much bigger.
I was thinking the same thing. It's nice to have additional space so the vendors aren't so crowded. Oh, I remember that you had a plan to buy mobile devices for use during shifts. Did you end up doing that?
Yes, they're perfect for placing orders for customers on our website when we're sold out of items at the store. Number 41. What is sold at the man's business? Number 42. What do the speakers mention about the event venue? Number 43. How does the man's business use the company's mobile devices? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation. Excuse me, where can I find the running shoes section? I've been to this sporting goods store many times, but they're not where they used to be.
They're on the back wall at the far right. We've recently built an extension for our building, so now the display area is a lot larger.
Oh, I see. Then I'd like to get the Farley brand racing sneakers. You have those, right?
There have been a lot of changes to the inventory.
Number 44. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 45. According to the woman, what improvement was recently made? Number 46. Why does the woman say,
"There have been a lot of changes to the inventory"?
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Good morning. You must be Rachel. I'm Sean. Welcome to GV Pharmaceuticals. We're glad you're joining our team as a lab technician.
I'm happy to be here.
Let me introduce you to Carol. Carol, I'd like you to meet Rachel, the new lab technician.
Welcome aboard, Rachel.
So, Rachel, Carol will be assisting with your training. The first thing you need to do is go through the employee handbook and make sure you understand the policies.
I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
After you've done that, you'll have your training session on the AQ5 measuring equipment.
Oh, I've been using that equipment for over 5 years.
Number 47. Who is Rachel? Number 48. What will Rachel do first? Number 49. What does Rachel mention about some equipment? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Nicholas. As you know, we've been having problems with the pool temperature here at the community center. A technician looked at it today, and he determined that the pump is broken. We'll close the pool next week so that the equipment can be repaired.
Well, a lot of our members signed up solely because they want to use the pool. Won't they be upset?
I've already considered that. Members can pick up free day passes to 9th Street Gym so they can use the pool there during the closure.
That's a good solution. I'll put an announcement about this on our website.
Number 50. What will happen at the community center next week? Number 51. What are members eligible to receive? Number 52. What does the man plan to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation. Miss Payton, the annual employee banquet is coming up. We have some of the award winners selected already. However, we still need to choose someone for the Journalist of the Year award.
You know, I think Brittany Edmonds would be perfect for that award. She's written a lot of articles that our subscribers loved.
She's been here 6 months. I think some of the senior employees would be unhappy about that.
You have a point. In that case, why don't we get suggestions from the manager of each department?
Okay, I think that would be a fair way to do it. Number 53. What kind of business do the speakers most likely work for? Number 54. Why does the man say, "She's been here 6 months"? Number 55. What do the speakers decide to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Allison, I heard that your team has decided on the final formula for the non-toxic kitchen cleaner.
That's right. We're very happy with the results from all of our testing. The cleaner works well on a variety of stains, and it doesn't leave streaks on countertops.
You've done a great job. So, how soon will it be on the market?
I'm not sure. The marketing team hasn't decided what kind of bottle to store it in. Both a squeeze bottle and a spray bottle would work well.
They should look into past products to see which type had better sales. That would most likely help with the decision.
Number 56. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 57. What does the marketing team still need to decide? Number 58. What does the man recommend? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. Kimberly, how are things coming along with the office relocation? You're heading up the team in charge of it, right?
That's right. I've already contacted the clients about the change.
Great. Which moving company will be hired to transport the furniture and equipment?
Actually, I've given that task to Rosa. Oh, here she is now. Rosa, have you contacted a moving company yet?
Not yet. I'm still waiting to find out the assignments of where each employee's desk will be.
Well, I know that this is the peak season for moving companies. You'd better contact some moving companies and get price estimates today to secure the date we want. Number 59. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 60. What is Rosa waiting for? Number 61. What does the man suggest doing today? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and poster.
I'm really looking forward to the outdoor music festival this Saturday.
So am I. The lineup of performers is really impressive.
I need to get my ticket at the box office. Would you like me to pick up yours as well?
Thanks, but I had it mailed to me. But maybe we can sit together at the festival. I'll miss the first act, but I'll be there by 3 o'clock so I can see my favorite singer perform. How about I just text you when I arrive?
Sounds great. And it's a good idea to bring your own snacks. The lines for the concession stand will be really long.
Number 62. Why does the woman need to stop by the box office? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Who is the man's favorite singer? Number 64. What does the woman suggest doing? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and sketch.
Thank you for calling Devon Gardening. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Mark Jackson. I received your suggestions for the lobby of my insurance company.
Oh, hi, Mr. Jackson. Do you like the items I selected?
Actually, I'd like to make one change.
Okay, please give me a moment to get the sketch I sent you. I've got it.
We love the idea of having potted trees on either side of the door, but could we get trees that are the same height as the door? We want them to be 8 feet.
Sure, we can supply those for you. Let me just make sure we have some in stock.
Number 65. What kind of business does the man run? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which measurement should be changed? Number 67. What will the woman probably do next? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and graph.
Mr. Reeves, I've compiled the data for our appliance sales on this graph. Do you have a moment to take a look?
Sure. Let me see. We always experience the lowest sales in the first quarter, but the figures for the one after that are really surprising. What happened?
I'm not entirely sure, but I suspect that customers are getting bored with the same old inventory. I think we need to release a new product.
In that case, let's set up a meeting with Yvonne Murdoch. She's the head of research, so I'm sure her team could come up with something.
Number 68. What kind of business do the speakers most likely work for? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which figure does the man say is surprising? Number 70. What is Yvonne Murdoch's job?